Hey, this is Kurt, and this is Power Pop Overdose, and man, I've got another great week of music for you. Hey, we just heard a brand new track from Minus 5, and I'll tell you a little more about that at the bottom of the set. Hey, we got a ton of great new music for you this week, including music from the Chelsea Curve, Jamie Turner, the Crayolas, Barry Walsh, and a whole bunch more. Plus, we'll dig into the Power Pop Overdose archives, just like we always do. I have a whole bunch of music packed into 60 short minutes, so buckle up, and let's go.
Closet while they'd scream and shout. She did what she had to. She'll survive, but in her weak moment
hated to cry. Try to hold her head high. She's the girl next door to the girl next door. Who's gonna blame her for wanting more? More than she's supposed to settle for. She's the girl next door to the girl next door. No time for dreaming. Forever in her black and white life, but something was missing. She had doubts, so she canceled the wedding. No, no, don't tell her that this is her.
Suddenly it's June. Suddenly I can't see but you.
We just heard the Crayolas and Surf Down. That song was from an abandoned project dating back to 1979 and was never finished until now. Head over to thecrayolas.bandcamp.com for your copy. At the top of the show, The Minus Five and Words and Birds, and that's a lead track from their new album, Or On Penelope. Find out more over at yeprock.com or head over to the band's Bandcamp page, theminusfive.bandcamp.com, and grab yourself a copy. The Girl Next Door to The Girl Next Door is the upcoming single from San Francisco act Little Roger. Pre-order it now over at littleroger2023.bandcamp.com. Barry J. Walsh, he's got a new single out, and it's titled Suddenly June. And that can be found over at barrywalsh1.bandcamp.com. We also heard The Chelsea Curve and How Can I Resist You, and that was taken from their upcoming album, All the Things and More. That album's due out June 27th, and it's available for pre-order right now at rumbarrecords.com. And just before the Crayolas, Australian artist Jamie Turner and the song Pure Imagination. JamieTurner.bandcamp.com is where that one can be found.
Mad Wasp Radio relies on listener support to help keep us going. So, if you have a moment, please visit the donate page on our website, madwaspradio.com, and give us a few pennies.
Hey, let's jump into the Power Pop Overdose Archives with a great track from Neon Hearts.
Some more on. sun coming up with the morning light. Whiskey sitting pretty in a two-wheel stallion. This old ten-ton lorry got a beat on you. Ain't no use sitting up with a bad companion. Ain't nobody got the better of you, no who. 2, 4, 6, 8, it's never too late. Me and my radio drinking on through the night. 3, 5, 7, 9, I'm never white line. Same old waterway sun coming up with the morning.
so far, just wondering where my buddies ruined this girl caught my eye. Thinking that I had a chance, I asked her if she'd like to dance, but she was with another guy. Ooh, when I saw her move, I couldn't walk away. Ooh, I just had to prove it to myself that I heard me say, hey.
Come on, boy, show the girl that you care.
Out and I went right up to him and pushed him on the floor. It was a good job, he was smaller. I wouldn't have done that at all, so I pushed him some more. Ooh, I guess she was impressed. I looked at her and smiled. Ooh, she punched me in the nose, and then I knew she didn't like my style. No.
Come on, boy, show the girl that you care.
Well, how cool was that visit to the Power Pop Overdose Archives? We started everything off with Neon Hearts and Popular Music, and that was released in 1979. It was also the title track for their only album. The band formed in 1977, but their run was brief, coming to an end in 1981. Tom Robertson Band and 2468 Motorway, and that was released in 1977. Reaching number 5 in the UK singles chart, that song stayed there for 9 weeks. Oddly, the song was omitted from the band's debut LP, Power in the Darkness. Ian McLagan and Little Troublemaker, and that was the second single from his 1979 debut solo effort, Troublemaker. McLagan was best known for his work with Small Faces, and was a session player with the Rolling Stones. Trust Me Candy was from True Hearts, and that was featured on their self-titled debut EP, released in 1980 on Planet Records. Buster Gave His Beautiful Child, released in 1976. That was their second single prior to the release of their 1977 self-titled album. The band was originally called New Attraction, and they later changed the name to Jax for one final single. From their second LP, But the Little Girls Understand, the Knack gave us the song It's You. While it's not a single, it does stand out as one of the album's purest power pop moments. The records and Imitation Jewelry, and that was released in 1981, is a single from their third album, Music on Both Sides. Wrapping up this week's trip to the archive, Strange Ways, not to be confused with the later Scottish AOR band of the same name, and the song Show Where You Care. Released in 1980 on the Power Exchange label, this was the first of two singles released by the band before they split in 1979.
Sound that you hear is my voice ringing in your ear.
That was Daniel Romano, and Even If It's Obscure. And that's the A-side from his latest single, which includes Sweet Dew of the Kingdom on the flip side. Grab it now at danielromano.bandcamp.com. Before that, Australian act Loose Lips and Don't Mess Me Around. That was taken from their upcoming album, Last Laugh. That album is due for release September 1st. You can pre-order a copy now at stayloosellips2.bandcamp.com. Rumbar artist The Peppermint Kicks and the song Radio Wham Bam Boom. Go to rumbarrecords.com and get a copy today. At the top of the set, Brad Marino and his latest single titled Reason or Rhyme. And that's available now at bradmarino.bandcamp.com.
This is Mad Wasp Radio.
I sting your face!
Well, that's just about all the time I have for Power Pop Overdose this week. If you want to get in touch with us, you can always email us at powerpopoverdose@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook group. Head on over to Facebook, find the Power Pop Overdose group, leave a like or a comment, and let us know you're there. If you have a couple extra bucks, why not donate to Mad Wasp Radio? That's how we keep great content like this going week after week. Head on over to madwaspradio.com, find the donate button, and you're in like Flynn. Well, I got time for one more track for you this week before I get out of here. From the Jason Jarman Project Vanilla, this is a song, The Besettling Sin. It's the B-side from his second single from his upcoming album, Cookie Wow. Find a copy right now over at vanilla.bandcamp.com. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Power Pop Overdose, and I'll catch you again next week. See ya.
It seems so natural, the original besetting sin.